This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
How to turn oil into a global sports franchise. I'm David Brancaccio. We're continuing to follow that sports merger that is part golf ball and part bombshell. U.S.-based PGA Tour and LIV Golf, backed by Saudi Arabia, are becoming a single firm with the new name yet to be determined. The competing tours had been suing each other, and this ends all that. Jay Monahan is the commissioner of the PGA Tour of America, working to explain how foe became friend.
I recognize everything that, you know, that I've said in the past and in my prior positions. I recognize that people are going to call me a hypocrite. And any time I've said anything, I said it with the information I had at that moment. And I said it based on someone that's trying to compete for the PGA Tour and our players.
Our newsroom partners at the BBC spoke with Irish golfer Padraig Harrington, who now plays on the senior PGA Tour, who's also adjusting to a through-the-looking-glass golf world.
Everybody involved was amazed. Everybody in golf. We didn't see it coming. It's a, you know, the PGA Tour taking a very strong anti-LIV stance, and for them to change literally overnight, certainly in a week, without anybody knowing. Obviously, there was something going on behind the scenes that nobody seems to want to allude to. That clearly, the PGA Tour couldn't keep up the race, the financial race.
This move fits into the broader investment strategy of the fund where Saudi Arabia places much of its oil profits. It's about diversifying to find ways to make money that isn't oil. Adam Crafton is a reporter with the sports news outlet The Athletic.
In the last few years, the Saudi Public Investment Fund has had a multi-trillion dollar plan to diversify its economy, and sport has become a huge part of that. And amongst that, we've seen major boxing events take place in Saudi Arabia. We've seen star-studded tennis tours. We've also seen Cristiano Ronaldo, arguably one of the most famous footballers in the world, go there. And arguably the biggest story of all now is this merger, or some might say even takeover, of essentially the sport of golf as they merge with the PGA Tour.
Some critics of combining PGA with LIV are calling for antitrust regulators to look into the merger. Now to the stock market, stronger recently than the general mood would suggest. At the moment, the S&P 500 index is just a smidgen, 0.2% away from entering a bull market. That's when stocks go up 20%. In this case, from a low hit last October. Let's find out more from Marketplace's Nova Safo.
Hey, David, many companies that might benefit from the recent advancements in AI have seen their stock prices soar. An advanced chipmaker, NVIDIA, for instance, its stock price has more than doubled this year. The information technology sector as a whole is up nearly 35% this year. It's helping lift the S&P. But so is the communications services sector. It's up too, which includes social media companies. The consumer discretionary sector is up. And within that, automaker shares are up 64%. Household durables up 23%. Hotels, restaurants, and leisure up 16%.
Strange, though, right? Almost a bull when about half of corporate economists were thinking we might hit recession this year or next?
Right. And I think what's happening is that a lot of investors are beginning to wonder whether we will actually hit recession, especially now that the Federal Reserve is expected to pause interest rate hikes while the job market is still growing and inflation is slowing, though not as much as we need it to. But overall, these developments have been enough, at least for some investors, to start betting on a stock market recovery. On the other end of that are investors who are concerned that the economy is not out of the woods yet and that the predictions over AI, for example, are overblown. Nevertheless, we clearly are in a more optimistic spot than a year ago around this time, David, when we were discussing whether or not we might be entering a bear market.
All right. Thank you.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's the day the late musical genius Prince would have turned 65. It's also been 30 years since the musician changed his name to what he called an unpronounceable symbol. That symbol, like the artist behind it, has had a lasting effect on the music industry and the way artists define their brands. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes reports.
The symbol is known as a glyph and combines the traditional symbols for male and female.
And it has this additional kind of rococo squiggle in it.
Writer Dan Pipenbring collaborated with Prince on his posthumous memoir, The Beautiful Ones. The name change came about at a time when Prince was unhappy with his longtime record label.
While he was still being paid very generously by Warner Brothers, the conditions of that contract, especially as it pertained to how and when and why he could release his music, that those conditions had become kind of onerous. He felt that he no longer had control over his songs.
And he wanted to release them on his own terms, points out writer and tech entrepreneur Anil Dash.
Kind of very famously said that if you don't own your masters, then your masters own you. At the time when he changed his name, he took to shortly thereafter writing the word slave on his face, which is a pretty profound statement for a black artist to make.
When will we be paid for the work we've done?
In order to be sure the media could use his new name immediately, floppy disks with the glyph were sent to press outlets. This was 1993. Writer Dan Pipenbring says the use of a symbol was prescient and on brand for Prince.
I mean, already through the 80s, he would abridge Y-O-U to U. He would abridge F-O-R to the numeral 4. He loved to communicate in this kind of truncated way that prefigured text speak.
Prince's name change also affected how other musicians do business with their labels.
Jay-Z, Rihanna, these are artists who now insist on owning their own masters. Without Prince's name change in 1993, you don't really get to that conversation as quickly.
The artist did eventually revert to using his original name and gained control of his masters in 2014, embracing both ownership and his identity.
My name is Prince, and I am funky.
And my name is Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.
You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.